Harold, thanks for being here today.
Good morning.
We're going to talk a little bit about last night's city council meeting. First, the decision by the city council to kind of give the stipulation for the 14th police officer with the idea that it would one of those staff of the 14 would be used as a school liaison officer as well, kind of keeping costs down for the city. There are stipulations on that, and Chief Lasada has kind of been taking the lead, it sounds like, on organizing talks with the school district on how that would work for a school liaison officer. But right now, the city council has decided to at least take those preliminary steps forward.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion by the council at the last two council meetings on that, and a lot of it kind of depends on what the school board would like to do with it. Obviously, if it's a need for them, we'd like to help support that, and this is a very cost-effective way to do that. You know, it's not every day you get a $110,000 grant. So if there's a way we can make it work that's to the benefit of the community and supported by the community, we're interested in doing that. At the same time, however, we understand the, you know, being frugal with the taxpayer dollar and those kinds of things. And so if it's not worth doing the program to spend the, I mean, we will have some financial commitment to it. So if it's not a high priority or need, then we'll walk away from it too.
And the idea is that if this officer were to come around and maybe the need wasn't there in 2 years to have 14 officers, Chief Lasada said too that he has a couple officers that are coming into retirement soon, so they wouldn't necessarily then replace those officers, and it would be a kind of a year or two thing for the city and then go back to the way it was.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about. I mean, by accepting the grant, we're basically agreeing to have that officer there for a four-year period. And it's not that it has to be a school liaison officer. It's just that was one of the community needs that Knoxville had for quite a while, and then it was eliminated for budgetary reasons and those kinds of things. And now that the grant funding is here, then there's a possibility that could return. So if we can add that service to the community and to the school district, that's great. It's worth looking at and talking about. But it is a four-year commitment, and then if over that 4 years that ends up not working out, we will have some turnover in the police department through retirement and those kinds of things that we can readjust back if need be.
Also, yesterday, just a quick review of some of the community development block grant, a public hearing on how that's going, and just overall and recap of things seem to be moving along very smoothly. The goal of 8 houses will be reached and possibly even more.
Yeah, and it sounded like, you know, things continue to go forward pretty well. It sounds like we may have to request an extension from the state on some of those funding. But it sounds like the money is accomplishing what it was designed and requested to do within the community. The grant was to rehabilitate 8 homes. 4 of those are done already. 2 are currently in process. 1's out for a loan, and then 1 is presently getting bids. We anticipate that, given how cost-effective this has been so far, there may even be a little bit of money left over to do a 9th, but we'll need approval from the state and an extension from them in order to do that. And so we'll continue to work on that. But it sounds like everything is going as planned.
And outside of the city council meeting last night, you guys, are, of course, gearing up for nationals less than a month away. In fact, the next time that we talk on air here, 360's weekend will already be done, and we'll be heading into 410 Nationals week, which is kind of crazy, but yeah. But it's coming up quick. And so what are you guys doing here in the city office as you get ready to prep for all of the thousands of people that will be coming into town?
Well, the main thing is, you know, we want put the best foot forward. So, you know, we do things like trying to make sure that things are clean and maintained and those kinds of things. Obviously, we have, you know, traffic concerns and those kinds of things. So we have meetings with all the local entities that are involved with that, you know, the sheriff's office, state troopers, all those kinds of things, and how we can coordinate that. Obviously, we meet with the racetrack and their staff to see, you know, what help they need to help make that event go as smoothly as possible and those kinds of things. And overall, you know, staff just kind of our main priority that week is to do whatever is needed through that. Obviously, there's the vendors during that time period. So we have staff that's very involved with making sure that the proper permits are taken and all those kinds of things. But that we're working and doing our best to make sure that those vendors are able to work and do what they need to do and help make that event a success. And so that's just the main focus during that time period. Everything else is kind of set on the back burner, and that's the high priority, and we do whatever needs to get done those couple weeks.
Yeah, it just seems like it's a big coordination effort from all the way from every department in the city and outside of the city too, like you said, the county and the state, even coordinating a lot of different groups to make sure that this is a successful couple weeks for Knoxville.
We want people to enjoy their time here in Knoxville. Of course, we want it to be as safe as possible as well, But we do want people to enjoy their stay here in Knoxville, enjoy the races, and want to come back.
All right, and finally, you guys have actually gotten another staff member at the beginning of this week here. I think that means you're fully staffed up on City Hall. Go ahead and talk a little bit about Mr. Feek.
Well, we're excited to have Dylan Feek here. He comes with a lot of qualifications and some good experience behind him. He'll have a little bit of a learning curve here, getting accustomed to Knoxville's codes and how we do things. But I think he's a very outgoing individual, and I think he'll be very involved in the community in many ways. And I think he's very excited to be here and bring a lot of energy and passion in as well. But I think the most important part is he's got good people skills, so I think he'll be very open to listening to people and explaining things and helping us be creative to find solutions to help things happen that people want to get done in the community and those kinds of things. So I think he'll be a great addition, and I think he'll help City Hall be a better partner within the community.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I don't. I just hope everyone has an enjoyable rest of the summer. They stay in and stay cool from the heat, and I hope everyone helps us welcome all of our visitors as Nationals begins.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you.